One, and I will take a motion to come out of recess.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Wanner, second by Ms. Angel to return from recess. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. We are out of recess. Next hearing is for William Moyer for property at 10 McKinley Avenue, Unit 1A, parcel number 334-20.18-191.00-1A. And you must be Mr. Moyer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Moyer.
Thank you.
Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, too. Ladies.
Mr. Keeler?
I do.
Mr. Zuck?
I do.
Very well. This is your opportunity to present your testimony. However, you're limited to documentation and evidence that was included in your appeal application. You have 15 minutes.
Okay. I have a small condo unit on McKinley, 600 square feet.
And that's in Dewey Beach, correct?
Including?
Dewey Beach?
Dewey Beach, yes, on McKinley. Dewey, Rehoboth, it's all the same zip code, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Just
McKinley.
Just making it clear.
McKinley, 19971. Unit 1A, there's four units in one condo block, one building, okay? I had a phone meeting with your representative, Kelsey Gallo, and she provided me the comps that were used by Tyler. And during that meeting, we reviewed the comps from Tyler and reviewed the comps that I provided the board in the appeal, and she agreed with me that the comps that I provided the board really fit the property better than the comps that Tyler had picked. The comps that Tyler had provided, based upon what Kelsey had provided me, was number one, Swede Street, units 4 and 8, and 23 Houston Street, unit number one. First off, all three of these units are 20 to 30% larger than mine. Number one, Swede Street, these two units are oceanfront with private beach. All three listings have washer and dryer, central AC and heating, and they also have a heavy up 200 amp service for electricity purposes. They have outside showers, and they also have storage bins for beach stuff, you know, that you gather over time. Anyway, so with that being said, I know you do some computations, algorithms, whatever. Since two of the units are beachfront with private beach, I wasn't sure how you came up with the 531.5, and I came up with three other listings that are right around the 390 to 400 range, based upon those date range that you provided. So that's my rebuttal. I just feel that these three units don't really represent my unit or my facility that I stay at. Because once again, I'm at 600 feet. I have 100 amp service coming in. No central AC. It's all just baseboard heaters. I recently took out my hot water heater and found out that I only had the 100 amp service because, lo and behold, I could only put in a 40 amp on-demand hot water heater. And I can tell you right now that I could never try to charge an electric car on 100 amps. There's only 500 amps coming into the whole building with the four units. So before any of us could try to get a heavy up, everything has to be upgraded in the building itself. that's all I have to say. I think I proved my case, and even Kelsey, your person, said that she was recommended that my comps go forward. You assessed me at 531.5, and I said I thought 399 was fair. You know, there's wiggle room there, of course, always is. But I leave it in your hands. Thank you for hearing my time and my appeal, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Assessment cross-examined?
No questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions from the board?
I have one. Did I see, I'm looking at the form you filled out, and one of them, did I see that a sale was from 2025? Is that correct? Or no? Let me see. The third one, okay, was from 2025. So that.
Yeah, that was, once again, there's very little sales within that area. And I recently found that where there was another sale on Chesapeake Street, but once again, it wasn't part of my form. So I provided what I could find on the form and where I could get the parcel numbers out of your database. The database is very archaic, clunky. I don't know what you want to call it. Trying to work with condos, it's a lot of work. That's all I can say is I spent more than 4 hours just trying to get the information gathered here for comps.
So is this?
I could find the comps on Zillow, but to turn around and get the information that you require out of your database for the appeal, I have to use your database.
Okay, so this looks like, so in this building that I'm seeing, are there four units in that building? That's
my building has four units, yes.
Okay.
Ted McKinley.
Okay, so it's
there's
top.
An A, B, C, D.
D, okay.
Yeah, four units.
And you said something about water, so does this have waterfront, or can he see water?
No waterfront.
Are there other units that can see water?
No units can see water.
Okay.
We see gravel in the back of high rises.
Okay.
I hear the people in the pool next to me.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Lawyer.
Yes, sir.
The comps that you provided, just to be sure I've got the right information here, are on the west side of Route 1, whereas your property is on the east side of Route 1. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All righty. And I'm pretty sure Mr. Zook will be giving us some testimony as to what supports his valuation. But there is a property that is close by to yours called 2 McKinley Avenue. It looks like it's a different condo, maybe, or different building.
There is a different building that's not part of our unit.
I got you. But how would you describe those buildings that are on your side of the of Route 1? Similar in nature?
Yeah, a lot of those buildings are 2 and 3 stories with like balconies at the top, so you can kind of see over our buildings and see onto the beach.
But they are individual, like multi-tenant buildings like
multi-tenant,
yours?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
And 2 McKinley is closer to the beach than yours?
Yeah, that's right on the beach. They're built on the dunes, and they got a big berm that goes out for wave.
Yep.
You could probably see that.
Building's all in front of me. Same thing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any further questions from the board? Hearing none, I'll open it up to assessments to present their case.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. based on the appellant's application, referee hearing, and assessment staff did not believe there was sufficient evidence to overturn the current value set by Tyler Technologies. I will turn it over to Mr. Zuck to support the value.
Thank you. After reviewing the comparables the appellant provided, all of the comparables are actually outside of Dewey Beach. You know, when we're talking about the comps down there by the water, we're talking about the access to the ocean, to the water, the beach. That is what is really driving that value. All of these comps are actually away from it, located in subdivisions Washington Square, Spring Lake Condo, and the Sea Club. So we focused our search on condos that are small in square footage east of Route 1 that have that beach access. So we did note that to McKinley, as a stated a moment ago, this is the building that is directly next door. It is between the subject property and the beach. So it is beachfront. The subject is one building back. So the first one, 933 square feet, sold on 7/27/21 for $579, equivalent $724.87 time adjusted price per square foot. Another building unit, 684 square feet, sold on 10/19/21 for $715,000, which comes up to $1,196.93 time adjusted per square foot. Typically, these smaller condo units are selling for about $1,000 per square foot, as stated below, the median price for all of them smaller condo units, $1,013.83 a square foot. The average is $1,015.06 a square foot. Currently, the subject is valued at $805.30 per square foot. So, you know, based on the location, all the comps that we utilized, east of Route 1 with that beach access, we feel that valuation is actually a little bit less than what the median gets for those smaller type of units. So we're content with the valuation at $805.30 a square foot. Thank you.
Okay, do you have any cross-examination questions?
Once again, you were using beachfront for your numbers, and the beachfront properties, generally, even when I was speaking with your person on the assessment board, Kelsey Gallo, that you had hired for assessment appeals, she said that she agreed with me that almost any condo that has beachfront frontage is going to gather anywhere from $180,000 to $250,000 more per unit. So you're stating values for beachfront building number two. You're not coming multiple buildings back. So I still feel that your valuations are skewed. I'm not beachfront. I'm building back. I don't see an ocean. I don't smell the ocean. I don't have a place to put my bucket of sand and my own private beach. I don't have that. I have a driveway that I walk down and a beach to walk to.
Two of the sales are the property that are on the beach. Those are the ones that sold for $579 and $715. All of the other ones are actually six and seven properties away from the beach, where you're only one property back from the beach. So all of the other ones that we have that are selling for time adjusted, $926, $894, $1,035, $1,055, and $971, time adjusted per square foot, these are not on the beach. They're actually six to seven properties back from the beach, but yet they're still commanding that type of value. So we're not comparing only oceanfront homes
to your condo, sir, those are two sales that we did include because they were directly next door.
Yeah, but are you to account the central air conditioning and central heating and, you know, 200 amp service for electric, outside showers, outside, you know, all these things go into those values. And when you pull them up on Zillow, you'll see that these add to those values. We don't have that. This is just a simple little, you got a bedroom, you got a kitchen, and you, a hose to squirt your toes with to get the sand off. That's it.
It's a small unit. I totally agree. It's a 660 square foot unit. You know, you have
my
other
600 square.
Okay. Well, I got 660 is what I'm showing right
here.
Well,
maybe the outside walls are.
Yeah, that's all taken into account.
That has to be it. It's 20 by 30.
Yeah, I'm looking at other units, roughly same year built as you, 600 square foot, selling for $599, $575 per square foot, which is at $958 and $999 per square foot. Small units similar to yours.
Okay.
Okay. I'll open the floor to the board for questions for Mr. Keeler or Mr. Zuck.
I have a question. So let's go to that 600 square foot. So you're showing 660, did you say, Mr. Zuck?
That is what I have on the spreadsheet. I will confirm that in the system. That is correct. I have it as being 30 by 22.
Wondering where the extra sheet. And how much did you say it was per square foot?
805.
Total of 531,500.
All right, that's all I have right now.
Mr. Zuck, just wondering, I see you have the ones at 2 McKinley, and that's a good comparison considering the beach and everything, but why not use other units in that condo for comparison or present that?
Well, we're looking at sales. We don't compare assessments.
Okay.
So we did pull the valid sales that conveyed between that time frame.
Any other questions?
I do. So looking at the grades, you know, how you grade the properties based on condition, and I see that this property is rated a C+, based on, I'm sure, the condition, the year built, those types of things. And it does notate that there's no central AC, anything like that. Now, for the same properties at 2 McKinley, which have central full AC, they're also rated a C+. And I'm just wondering is their condition, I'm going to say the other conditions, worse? I mean, how does that all factor in?
So the grade is not the condition of the property. That is not what it's taking into account with the AC. The grade is a subjective matter that we use to grade for the cost of the construction. So it's really the grade and the quality of the construction.
Okay.
That's what it comes into play.
Mr. Zuck? I'm sorry, would there be any adjustment
relative to whether the property is second floor, first floor?
Typically not on a small unit like this. If you're talking in a high-rise building, maybe something like Star of the Sea, that could come into play, but the sales would have to justify that.
Thank you.
I guess assessments have any rebuttal on Mr. Moyer's comments?
It'll just be the opportunity for Mr. Moyer to do his rebuttal.
Oh, I thought we did that.
I think he just cross-examined Mr. Zook.
Oh, okay. So do you have a rebuttal to Mr. Zook's comment?
No, I just, like I said before, I think it's unfair to use oceanfront properties. I don't think that's a valid comp.
Okay. Now, does assessment have any cross-examination on the rebuttal?
We do not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do you have any further closing comments?
No, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And your service.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Assessment, any closing comment?
No closing comments, Mr. Chairman.
Then I will entertain a motion to close the record for this hearing.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and second to close the record on this hearing. We'll now vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The record is closed for this hearing. If any member of the board feels that the appellant has not met the burden of proof with the information provided in the appeal and the record, they may make a motion to deny the appeal. Or if a board member feels that the appellant has met the burden of proof, we would need a motion to approve the appeal. Is there a motion?
I vote to dismiss the appeal for the reason that the comps provided did not give enough evidence to support the appeal.
Is there a second?
Just to clarify, you said a vote. Make it as a motion.
Motion, I'm sorry.
I motion to
Thank
dismiss.
You.
Thank you.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it. The comps are on the other side. And they're not close. They're not where on the one side of the road where they should be, unfortunately.
Okay, I have a motion and second to deny the appeal. We will now vote. Ms. Godwin?
I vote to dismiss based on the price per square foot being in line with the comps provided by Tyler.
Okay, Ms. Warner?
Aye for reasons stated.
Ms. Angel?
Aye for reasons stated.
Mr. O'Rourke?
I will also vote aye based on the fact that the assessed value seems to be well in line, actually a little bit less than the value of additional condo units on that side of Route 1 and off of Beachfront.
And the chair also votes to deny the appeal. Based on the comps, although the two McKinley is used as comparables, they are significantly higher, have higher assessments, nearly $200,000. So based on Tyler's appeals, I vote to deny. So we have a vote of 5-0 to deny your appeal. You should, you have the right to judicial review in Superior Court should you wish.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. We have one more on the agenda for Robert and Jennifer Corsini. This is for 34078 Beechwood Drive, and that is in?
Frankfurt.
Practically
Roxana, but it's not incorporated yet, so
So, you are Robert Corsini?
Yes.
Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Keeler?
I do.
Mr. Zuck?
I do.
Sorry you had to wait so long.
Not a problem.
So this is your opportunity to present your testimony. However, you are limited to documentation and evidence that was included in your appeal application. You have 15 minutes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to start off with saying I never got an assessment, but judging from the previous, there doesn't seem like there is one. That's important because it gives me a total breakdown of what is included in my property and what I'm being charged for. I do not know what that is, and this makes it a little more difficult, but I'm going to go ahead. All right, so my property is just a rancher. So one story, 1,344 square feet, built in 2005 with two baths. There's nothing special about this property. I got my first notice for $327,900, which was outstanding. I was like, why that happened? So the first thing, as a mass appraiser myself, I went to go see if I could, you know, find sales that cover it. And lo and behold, I did not, because there's clearly been a mistake, but judging from everybody else, there's a lot of mistakes going on with Tyler Tech. That being said, I had my first interview or appeal, and I got the comps, and I was compared to properties that are twice the size of mine. Much better, 2.5 baths, 2,200 square feet. Okay, well, that's gonna throw off the assessment quite a bit. Well, let's keep digging because, all right, another one. So that sold for $400,000. Another one that was provided to me was Yoga Cemetery. This also sold for $400,000. Now, this one's a lot like my house on the outside. But there's things, because I don't have a garage. There's a garage attached to this. There's also another 1,700 square foot house in the back. I know that because I do jujitsu there. So he uses it as a studio. So we have two houses on the property that sold for $400,000. This is what I'm being compared to. All right. The next one, which is something that I'm using. This is Clam Ave. This is another 2,200 square foot. Now, what I was given in my from Tyler Tech about all the comps here. This one is also included, but they haven't labeled as 1,100 square feet with 1,100 square foot basement. I get that, but it's 2,200 square feet. It's a two-story. What they consider one story with a basement, I get that, but it's living space down there, 2,200 square feet. That sold for $284. Now, mind you, my first appeal, I went down to 298. I also didn't take 265. How am I assessed more than a 2,200 square foot remodeled house? That shouldn't happen. 298, that's what I'm assessed for. This sold for 284 in 2021. All right. Another one that was presented to me, which I like. This is one of my comps. This is Phillips Road. This one is, I believe, 1408 square feet, so bigger than mine. This has a two-car garage, which, from what I've been looking at, we don't separate anything. Everything is kind of bundled up into one number, which, with mass appraisal, we try to do that. But it doesn't work that way because you have to separate what we call extra features out. Garages, sheds, stuff like that. Usually when we start calculating values, we do it based off of the house itself. Extra features come in extra. Okay, they don't get bundled up with the rest of the house because it throws the assessments off. We know this because it's happening right now. So this, that's why the breakdown is important, because I like to see, okay, what are they charging for a garage? I mean, typically, what does a garage go for nowadays? I mean, I know, I look at the permits. I have to go out and measure them. For something on this property, you're looking at $25,000 to $30,000. Well, I don't have a garage, so why am I being assessed the same way? It's apples to apples in some comparisons, but everything else is apple to oranges. You can compare the houses, but when you start getting into the other stuff, you're going to have mistakes, and there's been a lot of mistakes. So those are the comps, and by mistakes, I mean, this is my neighborhood, okay? Now, I'm not comparing assessment to assessment because I don't do that in my job. I'm not going to do that here. This is just to show you anomalies. And if I really wanted to go further, I can show you anomalies all over the damn county at this point. So in just in my cul-de-sac, three houses, cul-de-sac, I've got a 1,300-square-foot house at $205,000. I've got another 1,300-square-foot house at $276,000. I have my house, which, given I know some of these are older houses and there should be depreciation, I get that, but there should be some kind of fluidity in it. Like, you should be able to see the depreciation. There's nothing here. It's just random numbers at this point, is from what I can tell. And I've tried to calculate this stuff, and I can't because it's impossible. I don't do algorithms in my job. We use Excel spreadsheets. That way we know what we're touching and what we're affecting at this point. So my house is 1,300 square feet also. I was valued at 327 and initially 298. I was called after the fact and asked for 265. As you can see, 265 brings me to a bigger house with a two-story garage, a two-car garage. Clearly not there yet. All right, now here we go. Some more anomalies just in my neighborhood. We're already, three houses and nothing makes sense at this point. So let's go with the one at the end. I have a half an acre. This is 1.2 acres with a pond, a garage, 1,600 square foot built in 1999. Mind you, this is a rancher, same as my house. They're valued at 258. So we have a bigger house with a bigger yard valued at 258. I have a brand new house that was just built in a neighborhood, built in 2024. 1,592 square feet. The value of that is $244,000. You see why there's huge discrepancies in this? And what comps are they using? If they're using the same comps, clearly it doesn't make any sense, because if they're using the comps in my house, they should very well use the same comps on everybody else, because we pretty much are just all the same houses in our neighborhood. Nothing special about these houses. We might have something they consider Cape Cod or something like that, but for the most part, it's ranchers in my neighborhood. Well, doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because this is something I did, and I started thinking, okay, wait a minute. You know, I've got, 1973, 1,300 square feet at $173,000. I can go through the whole thing, and nothing makes sense at this point. So then I was given my field card, not even my assessment, field card of the breakdown, which I took a look at, and okay, so they gave me my dwelling value, my land value, but then they have heating, which is at $17,740. Now, I'm not sure where they get $17,000 for heating. And my HVAC unit was 20 plus years old. For a new one, it's gonna cost me $13,000. So already there's discrepancies in that. So the comps that I used, which was Clam Ave, which I told you, 2,200 square feet, remodeled, sold for $284. So I should not be assessed more than that, but I am at this point. Let's see, Phillips Road, again, a bigger house, two-car garage. They had updated bathrooms. I know that because I have MLS, and I've printed out all the pictures if need to be, but they remodeled their bathrooms, but generally the kitchen is the same. So we're talking about more value added into this house. 265, this is where they think I'm at. There's just no way that I could be assessed at 265 with a bigger house, a two-car garage, and updated baths. This is the closest one I came across. This is Pepper Road. This also sold in 2023, so it makes it weighted the best cop at this point. This is a 1,200 square foot house, or at least what they told me. This was renovated. So the difference between remodel and renovation is renovation, you gut the entire house, like down to the studs. Everything's new. It's essentially a new house at this point. This sold for $237. They have, I believe, the same amount of land as I do, but it is beautiful inside. If you want to take a look, you can, but they put a lot of work into this. This sold for $237,000. I'll tell you right now, if that came up, I would have bought that instead of the house I'm in now, which is slowly tearing itself apart due to because it was a somebody's rental, or not rental, vacation home, and they just didn't use it. So we get to pick up the pieces on that, but as you can see, there's nowhere, the value is nowhere near what the 298 that I was assessed for.
Finished?
Yes.
Thank you. Does assessment have any cross-examined questions for Mr. Corsini?
Do not, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Zuck?
No, thank you.
Does the board have any questions for the appellant?
Just to clarify, if I could, your Phillips, Clem, and Pepper houses that you use as your comps?
Yes.
You said all three of them have garage units attached to them?
The, give me 1 second here.
Attached, detached, is it?
Clem does not have a garage. Phillips has a garage, and the last one does not have a garage.
And are you aware that Clam Avenue, this house is also back on the market again currently?
That doesn't pertain to anything like this at this point in time. Until it sells, then I agree with that, but until it does sell, no.
Any further questions? Hearing none, assessment may present their evidence.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the appellant's application, a referee hearing, assessment staff offered a stipulation agreement that brought the assessed value of the parcel to $265,000. The appellant did not accept that. I will turn it over to our witness, Mr. Ryan Zuck, from Tyler Technologies, to support the value.
Thank you. So we did review the comparables the appellant did provide. Three of them, 32201 Phillips, 35775 Clam, and 34640 Pepper Road. The subject was built 2005. We have 3 bedrooms, 2 bath, crawl space. It was purchased back on 8/15 of 2019 for $205,000. The comparables the appellant provided sold in April of 21, March of 21, and March of 23. We do time adjust everything to bring it up to date of value of 7/1 of 2023. I'm sorry, 7/1/2023, I apologize. So comparable one the appellant provided, 32201 Phillips, sold for $265. Time adjusted price comes up to $315,900. Time adjusted sale price is $224.36. Comparable two, 35775 Clam Avenue, built 1990, raised ranch, has 1,100 square feet, you know, on that lower level. It sold on March 22/21 for $284. That has been time adjusted up to $340,800 at $308.70 a square foot. Last one they provided was 34640 Pepper Road, built 1971. This one has been renovated, sold on 3/31/23 for $237. Time adjusted, $240,300, $200.25 per square foot. If we take the median of all the comparables the appellant provided, we're looking at a median adjusted price per square foot of $224.36 and an average of $244.44. Currently, we have them valued at $197.17 per square foot. Tyler did provide some comparables as well. We did use the same three comps that the appellant did, and then we added two additional ones. 38223 Murphy Circle, roughly built 2,000. Square footage, 1,232. This property sold on April 19th of 22, $305,000. Time adjusted, $335,200. Adjusted price per square foot, $272.08. And 34615 Wilgus Cemetery Road, built 93, sold for $399,500 on 8/1/2022. Time adjusted for $27.5 at $331.91 cents a square foot. Our comparables come up to $272.08 for the median time adjusted, and the average time adjusted would be $267.46. Currently, the subject is valued less than $200 per square foot, and we think that is a fair value for what the subject has to offer. Thank you.
Okay, this is your opportunity to cross-examine, Mr. Zuck.
Great. All right, let's get into it. All right, so did you review the sales?
I reviewed the sales, sir.
Okay, you personally reviewed the sales?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how, when you did that, how do you take the extra features into consideration? See, what you're doing is you're boiling everything down into one number, right? That's what I'm assuming what you're doing. So you're taking the garage and you're boiling it into the, you're combining it into the house. So how do you separate that?
It still has its own separate value.
Well, how do I get that? Because I've yet to come across, you're asking, so when you say price per square foot, you're including the garage?
When I'm talking about an overall price per square foot,
right,
for
right,
evaluation.
That's what I'm saying. You're adding the garage into that, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, see, there's a problem right there. That's a huge problem. If I did that in my job, I wouldn't have a job because everybody would be on me and be like, what are they doing?
Cross-examination, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so, all right, what is time adjusted and how is it calculated? Because I've never heard of that.
So because we use a sales window from January 1 of 21 up to June 30th of 23, the data value is as of July 1 of 2023. So we have to reflect changes in the market. Sometimes time adjustments can be positive, sometimes they can be negative.
So when you do a time adjustment, where do you find the sales for that?
Well, we're looking at the sales of how they occurred in 21, and we compare that to 2022, and we compare that to 2023.
Those aren't the sales that are being used, though. But you're literally just inflating the whole process at this point by a time adjustment because you're not supporting it. Now, I know it's supposed to be a question, so I apologize, but you can see where that's kind of being, where that's headed. All right, so let's see what else we have here. And you say when you don't separate the buildings, you combine everything into one value, correct?
Well, we do separate the buildings, but when I stated the adjusted sale price, that is the total value divided by the sale price.
When you put the garages into the price per square foot, doesn't that skew the whole result?
Well, it's giving you an overall value per square foot.
But it's skewing the result.
If that's what you think,
sir. But that's exactly what it's doing. Okay. It's kind of a loaded question. But, all right, so what type of depreciation is given on each house?
I don't have that in front of me.
Okay, so basically, you can't tell me the difference between, say, a 1977 house with 1,300 square feet and a 2005 square house with 1,300 square feet, because you don't have the depreciation figures in front of you.
No, I do not.
Okay. Right. All right. Let me see what else I have here. All right. So how is the valuing done? Do you use a software program? Is this like algorithms?
Well, we calibrate the system. We look at land sales, come up with land value. We look at total sales, deduct it from the land, and we come up with a building value. And then we come up with a depreciation model. And we look at those within different subdivisions, different school districts, different locations as the sales change depending on where you're at within the county.
So you have a depreciation model, but you can't share that with me?
That's correct.
Okay, so there's no transparency there, and gotcha. All right, so let's see. So you say that the time adjustment is basically you, okay, let me rephrase this. We'll go to Cemetery, because I got a question about that. All right, so you're saying that with the time adjustment for the Wilgus Cemetery, puts you at $415,000, am I correct? Is that, or $427,000? Okay, what's their assessment?
I don't know.
I can tell you, it's $366,000.
Okay.
Okay, we've seen the problem here. All right, so some of these other ones, for also your time adjusted, they're below what you're saying, the time below. So if it's time adjusted, why is it $427,000 and not their assessment?
Well, when we use the time adjustment, we're using the model. You know, we're adjusting based on what we're finding within the sales. You know, not every single home made time adjustment at the same rate.
You time adjusted the one that was sold in 2023, and you time adjusted it up $3,000.
Correct.
But you're supposed to use sales when you justify these things, but you don't have sales, you just adjusted the time.
Yeah. Time adjustments were based on sales.
But what sales? You gave me what you gave me. You can't just time adjust after that because you think that's the way things work.
Well, that's not what we did, sir.
That seems like exactly what you did. Now, I'm going to rephrase this into a question because I don't want to. So when you time adjust, you're just inflating the values based off of sales that weren't given to us. Is that correct?
We're adjusting based on the sales that we came up with.
But you didn't give those sales to us.
No.
Okay. Well, that's all I had.
Okay.
Open the floor to questions from the board for Mr. Zuck and Mr. Keeler.
I have nothing. Thank you.
No, I'm board's asking questions.
Just asking questions. Oh.
Mr. Keeler, what was the stipulated value?
Stipulated value is $265,000.
Any other questions? Now's your opportunity for a rebuttal. You were asking questions before, now you can make a rebuttal to what response was.
All right, so you can see there's huge discrepancies in this whole process. I think a lot of people had the right idea, they just didn't know how to go forward with it. Because really this takes, I've been doing mass appraisals for over 6 years at this point. It's not an easy task, but given what I've reviewed in just my neighborhood, I would say that there's a huge amount of problems right now with these assessments. And you're coming up with time adjustments and not providing any sales data for that, and you're still using 2021 sales and then saying we're going to time adjust it up. That should not be a thing. You have to have, if you're asking us to provide market data, then they should also. A time adjustment doesn't make any sense unless you have data to support it. We don't have that data. It has not been given to us, and we don't know what we're even being adjusted on if we don't have the sales. You can see with my sales, pretty much everything pinpoints that I should be lower than where I should be. 298 and even the 265 stipulated is still too high. The 265 gets me a bigger house with a garage. Trust me, I would take that because I would like a garage. I do not have a garage. My cars sit out in the middle of the sun all day. Regardless of that, we're now not even separating. We're boiling everything down into one number, and that's what we're getting. We're using bigger houses to make assessments increase. This should not be happening. If I come across this stuff, I don't use renovated and remodels in my valuation process because it skews the data. Because a remodel or a renovation costs more than $50,000. A renovation costs over $100,000. I know these things because I have the permits and I have to look at these things every day. So when we don't reflect that, we get very skewed results. Very skewed, like my neighborhood, which is completely skewed. There's no rhyme or reason to any of this. In fact, I sat there in an Excel spreadsheet for a good 20 minutes trying to figure out how they did it, and I can't come up with it. This is 6.5 years, plus some of my coworkers who've got more years. We've tried to come up with something that made this, and it's impossible. That is all I have.
Assessment, do you have any rebuttal to his rebuttal?
Cross-examination for rebuttal.
No, thank you.
Okay. And I guess we're up to closing comments.
Oh, I thought that was my closing comment.
You don't have
all
to say
right. anything. I think my value is overinflated, and I think it should be around 230, 240.
Any closing comment from assessments?
Clear, Mr. Chairman.
No, thank you.
Then I will entertain a motion to close the record for this hearing.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to close the record on this hearing. We'll take the vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The record is closed for this hearing. If any member of the board feels the appellant has not met the burden of proof with the information provided in the appeal and record, they may make a motion to deny the appeal. Or if a board member feels the appellant has met the burden of proof, we will need a motion to approve the appeal. Do we have a motion?
I will move to deny the application based on the correlation of the evidence provided by the appellant with that of Mr. Zuck's team, the adjusted sales prices that were used seem to align with similar properties of same size and age.
Is there a second?
Second. Based on the information that Tyler Technologies explained and the lack of evidence on the appellant to support the appeal.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to deny the appeal. We will take the vote. Ms. Godwin.
I vote yes to deny based on the price per square foot value falling in line with comps both provided by the appellant and by Tyler Technologies.
Ms. Wanner.
I vote yes to deny, just based on the comps right now with the methods that are being used. And if there's a bigger problem that the appellant is saying, then that's something that needs to be taken up somewhere else. But unfortunately, we're given these parameters, and that's what we have to follow. So, sorry.
Ms. Angel?
Aye to dismiss based on my previous comments.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye to dismiss as per my motion.
Chair also votes to dismiss based on the record. So you're denied 5-0. However, you have the right to appeal in Superior Court should you wish.
Yeah, that's happening. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
We will take the vote. Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Out of order, Ms. Godwin?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. The meeting is adjourned at 2:17.